What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Veterans Excellence Podcast. This is a podcast designed to help veterans. And I am your host, John Hall. I know I mentioned it in the last couple of episodes, but you can get in touch with me at veteransexcellence@gmail.com. If you got some ideas for a frequently asked question episode in the future, that's where you can drop me some of those questions. I want to get you guys a quick hit today, really quick message. This is not going to be a long show. I just wanted to say, number one, thank you for supporting the Veterans Excellence Podcast. We hit a couple of pretty notable milestones last week, and one of those was we got a ton of downloads and listens from a bunch of states outside of like Pennsylvania and Northern Virginia, which completely surprised me. I think it was like 50 downloads in like the Midwestern states and, you know, California and Texas, Florida, all over the place. So that's the power of sharing the show and being engaged. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who shared the show via social media, listened to the show, or even just, you know, said something to somebody about it at some point. That means a ton to me. I did not expect to see that. So again, I wanted to say thank you. The theme of this show, I really just want to keep it simple, right? We're in December, prior to the holidays, prior to Christmas. 'Tis the season. It's time to give. And what I mean by that is not necessarily physical presence, not necessarily toys and things for others, but time, giving some time. Be someone who helps, someone who stands up where others won't, and someone who's going to show up where others won't. I got a couple big things coming up here. The most notable one and the first one here, I definitely sent it out there on the social media feeds. But we have the Wreaths Across America. And for anybody who's not familiar with that event, it's going to be on December 16th. And it is an event hosted by an organization called Wreaths Across America. And what it specifically does is it gets people together to place wreaths on fallen service members' graves. We're going to go to the Fort Indian Town Gap here on the 16th, not this Saturday coming up, but the following Saturday. And if you want to participate, reach out to me via email at veteransexcellence@gmail.com. And you don't have to go to the Fort Indian Town Gap. If you're across the country, if you're one of those listeners, that's great. There's a ton of other cemeteries that participate in the Wreaths Across America event. So I would advise you to go on their page and take a look at if they're going to host one near you. And it doesn't need to be the Wreaths Across America effort at all. I mean, there's other organizations out there that would be more than happy to have you on their roll to contribute in one way or another. I'll name a few off here. You know, one that I'm super keen on is the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I know that they have local chapters in every single state, every city. There's ways to get involved with them. A big one, of course, is going to be your Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. They are primarily focused in, veteran-centric events. There's also AMVETS, very similar to the VFW. They get involved with a lot. Wounded Warrior Project, you know, I know that they do a lot there with Project Odyssey and some other, Wounded Warrior, Combat Wounded Warrior-related events. I mean, even homeless shelters, if you guys decide to go out, you know, and donate some of your time to some of the homeless out there. I know there are a ton of homeless veterans in many cities. A friend of mine and I, on Thanksgiving morning, we actually went out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we stomped around, you know, just these homeless areas, tent cities. There were more homeless veterans in Harrisburg than I ever thought there was going to be. And it doesn't take a lot of your time. Really, what you could do is get donations or buy just bottled water and hand it out to people who you see are in need. That's exactly what we did on that Thanksgiving morning donation event that my buddy and I did. We had, you know, 3 cases of bottled water. We had a bunch of soup, got together a bunch of socks, some medical kits, some other provisional bags. And it literally took about 2 hours of our time and it was all gone, all of it. And that was just little old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We had some deep conversations with some of these men and women that were out there in the community. And, I'll tell you, a lot of them just fell on hard times. And we talked to them about resources that are out there. you know, ways for them to get back on their feet. But it doesn't take much, you know, just to donate a little bit of time to get out there and do something like that. I'm proud that I did. Oh yeah, another one that I failed to mention was the Toys for Tots, right? There's a lot of different stores that support them as well. You know, it's a Marine Corps initiative. And literally all you have to do is buy a toy and then put it into a box, you know, for a child in need. Really, really great organization there as well. If I didn't mention Toys for Tots, all my Marine Corps buddies and father-in-law would be hanging me upside down by my toes. So I had to make sure I got that one out there. Like I said, this episode was going to be really short. I've had an attitude of gratitude for about the last week. Well, since last Wednesday, really, when I was able to see, you know, how many people were sharing my show, how many people were really getting the word out, and then just listening to the show itself. I'm extremely grateful for that. And I wanted to get that message of gratitude out there as well. Do something, you know, that's going to make an impact. And like I said in the beginning, you know, if you're someone who helps and you're someone who shows up where others will not, I think that's something right there to be grateful for, right? We're alive. We're able to make an impact in one way or another. So take a minute or two just to do it. You know, it's not that hard. If I can support you in any way in doing that, let me know. Shoot me an email and I'll definitely see in what way I can get involved. All right, guys, that's really all I had for you today. We're going to get another episode out here for you real shortly. It's going to be a good one. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. See you next time.